to the other pen because he wouldn't want this. I said, did you let the man know it wasn't fixed? He says, no, but I'm going to write him a letter. Let's see, what kind of a structure do you usually have out behind the house or something?
Well, really? Now, when they had them out a long time ago, they were bridges.
When they started doing this, and I got the, we were going to get that chick set up and couldn't find the plant. No, I forgot it. I just plain didn't look for it. But, now let's see. Well, now what other kind of thing would be out in the back to keep wood in? What would you call that? You know, a long time ago, like on a farm or something. Yeah, I'm going to take you, I heard my daddy say, I'll just take you to the,
I know, but it's not the wood yard and it's not the wood shed.
Yeah,
suppose.
Wood shed. That's what they said. Wood shed. Oh, then they said that could be used for tools and so forth. Okay, now the rooms in the house. This is just a floor plan. If you would just call out the name.
All
of
right.
The
I would say that the living room and the dining room, the kitchen, the bedroom, and the baths. Then. I wouldn't have a basement. I just wouldn't know what basements are. Yeah. And I'd probably say family room instead of recreation room.
Don't you think recreation room is dated? That's old.
Yeah, time. Yeah, and it's now it's family room. And yeah. I probably not then. And the upstairs, I'd go upstairs.
Yeah, now that's something else they wanted to know.
And I'd, if there was a basement, I suppose I'd go downstairs up to the attic.
Yeah,
if there was an attic.
Well, you know, some people call basement cellars.
Yeah.
But they do that more up in New England, he said. I said, well, I don't call it a cellar. Just automatically, I just don't think about a cellar. Mm-hmm. The way mine looks, you'd say it was the hole or something. It's gross. But let's see now. We want to know about, where do you store food in the kitchen usually?
Well, you mean in a pantry?
Yeah, pantry. And then when you have a lot of hand-me-downs and leftover things that you don't want to get rid of, you call it a bunch of
food.
They're talking about just any old odd things that you want to keep that you don't want to get rid of, but somebody else might call it something maybe a grandma's vase and somebody else's something else. And to you, they're worth something, but actually they're not anything but just something for the goodwill.
Junk.
Yeah, junk.
You want me to say junk?
That's
lots
the term.
Of junk.
But of course, what I think is junk. I mean, my son thinks everything's junk.
Yeah.
Of course, and I'm a kid.
I was thinking of rummage.
Yeah, that's a good question. They haven't even thought of it. Call it lumber room. I haven't heard of a room to keep lumber in. Call it that.
Mm-mm.
Okay, let's see.
That could be in the closet.
How about I put it on the bed? Let's see. A porch.
A porch. Well, it would be a porch. It wouldn't be a veranda or a piazza or anything like that. It's a porch.
I don't think anybody's had any verandas and all that junk for years and years and years. I suppose it was
an
upstairs one.
An upstairs porch?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe a balcony.
But, of course, there aren't too many upstairs porches in the first place. Now, suppose it was just a little covered entryway, like at the front or something. What would you call that?
The entry.
Now, they, let me see, what was it? Stoop, that was what they were called.
No, I wouldn't say stoop.
Well, now, suppose we'd say,
I'd probably say front door.
Well, I say stoop because when I was a child, we had a little brick bungalow and we had a little stoop with a little, you know, just a, and that's what Mother always called it. I don't know why. I never even thought of that then. Suppose you saw one of your friends you haven't seen in a long time, you'd say, and you'd be real happy to see this person.
I'm so glad to see you.
Yeah. They say, mighty glad to see you, so.
Mm-hmm.
The intonation is important. Suppose you have a choice of doing